lip of your mouth now that you have the facts on your side. Take a moment to reflect where you're from.
You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. My name is Maya Patterson. Since it is June, which is recognized as LGBTQ Pride Month, we will be highlighting two pieces featuring voices from the LGBTQ plus community of the Roaring Fork Valley. The first piece you will hear are interviews conducted at WORD, which is an alternative prom hosted at the Carbondale Launch Pad this year by Basalt High School's Gay Straight Alliance and supported by Aspen Out. On April 28th, the Basalt Gay Straight Alliance and Aspen Out hosted an alternative prom and poetry slam at the Carbondale Arts Launch Pad in downtown Carbondale. Teenagers from around the valley went to the prom to have a place to express themselves in a safe, inclusive, and supportive environment. AZYEP spoke with some of the attendees of the event, and here's what they had to say.
My name's Maddie Myers, and I use they, them pronouns.
My name is Cheyenne French, and I use your highness pronouns, because I'm a goddess.
My name is Renna Hughes.
That's me.
There you go. So, you guys can just kind of tell me why you're here tonight and why you think it's important to have a WORD prom.
I'm here tonight because it's like one of the few ways I feel accepted in my community, and I feel like it's important because not that many kids like feel like prom accepts same-sex partners coming to a prom.
I came to this dance because I went to prom. It was good. The music wasn't what I expected. It was very now music, like rap music. I like it, but I'd rather have, you know, someone like Beyonce or Shakira. They only play two songs from each of them, and I thought that was weird. And you also get to wear whatever you want. The whole time at prom, I was very uncomfortable in a tight dress. And, you know, here I can dress however I please, and I can go with whoever I want. And a lot of people who are LGBTQ plus supportive, and you get to meet new people because somehow we all tend to bond together. It's a weird thing. We just do. We all accept each other.
People flock together.
We do. I found that out recently. I thought I had a few straight friends. Turns out they weren't. And I was well, I guess the gays flock together.
Yep, it happens.
Yep.
Up here. Do you want to contribute at all?
Yeah, sure. I'm here for the diversity and the freedom.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
We're at the launch pad right now. We're at the annual WORD dance, which is an alternative prom for LGBTQ plus students all over the valley.
Hi, my name's Kevin McManaman, and I'm the executive director of Aspen Out. And we fund the GSAs from Aspen to Glenwood Springs. And we also give the Hope Center some money. And they have counselors that go to the GSA meetings in the schools. So I'm just here to witness the party. Poetry Slam was amazing. The kids' words are so powerful, they're always touching. I can only take so much at a time. I have to walk in and out of the room because it's so emotional. But yeah, it's great. And it's great to see the kids from the different schools here together lending support to one another, because that's what it's all about. It's great to know that you're part of a larger community.
Hi, I'm Abigail Coulter. I'm a pansexual 15-year-old girl, and I joined my GSA because at the beginning of the year I wanted to come out because I wanted to, but I was scared and I didn't know what to do. And so GSA, I'm like, maybe this can help me. And after listening to other people's stories and having that support right there, I decided to finally come out, and all my friends were cool with it, and it was great. And I love GSA because I feel like it's so supportive, and every time I'm there I feel like they understand me and what I'm going through as what I am. And sometimes people don't understand it, but it always reminds me I'm not alone. And I think this dance is important because there's a feeling you get when you see your flag up there representing you, and it feels great. And when there's everyone there who feels the way you are, just jamming out, and it's so much fun, and it's so, it's great. And it's like all the people who showed up are really cool, really nice, and I just love it. And it's just, and we really need this support, because sometimes it can be scary, and there are people there who won't support you and will try to hurt you. And I even read a poem tonight about this, and I was so glad. I was nervous, but I did it, and I'm glad I did. And I'm glad everyone else is going through the same thing, and it's okay to be the way I am.
Because it gives everyone like an opportunity to actually be themselves, and it's a lot more enjoyable when you can actually be yourself. So rather than being at like a prom that's full of your entire school and it's scary and people are gonna judge you, being here is kind of like, you see all these people that just seem so accepting, and it's so much more fun when you can not worry about all that.
My name is Callum Jenkins, and I'm a junior at Roaring Fork High School. And I came to the word dance because it sounded like a cool idea, and yeah. And a lot of the poetry was really good.
Well, I'll first say that our school doesn't have a prom, and I like prom isn't really important to me at all, I guess, but I decided to come to Word because of all of my friends and like the community that Word holds.
So I am in the GSA club at Basalt personally. However, I decided to come tonight because I thought it would be a fun event, and also I wanted to meet new people and check out to see what's going on. I also support the LGBT community, and so coming here and showing my support is also very important to me. I believe that this setting was a good setting for people to open up about anything, and they will be accepted no matter what happens.
Well, I think coming out is scary for everyone, just because even if your parents are very nice and understanding, you don't always know how they're going to react when you see all the stuff in the media about just all the hate and things. And I was really scared just for coming out to my dad, but I mean, it turned out fine in the end. And I guess the only concern I've ever had is for other people who go through harder things, and you know, because there's always going to be people who dislike gay people. It's just a normal part of life, but like, it's the same thing for that everyone's going to hate like something that everyone else loves.
Well, my name's Delilah, and I'm here tonight because I think that this is a cool and unique and important thing that we have an opportunity to have in the Valley, and I think it's good to kind of build the community a little bit.
My name's Steven Garcia Machica. I'm a junior at Basalt High School. I'm president of the GSA and president of the Heat Club, involved in many things. But GSA is by far the most important one. I think it's important just to accept everyone and have a safe environment for anyone. I've seen people with drag today, and I'm just so happy because I know that these kids don't have a safe environment that they can go dress that way. So it's just self-validation for myself as well. I think it's just very important to create a safe environment for everyone to be accepted and to accept others. Sometimes we divide ourselves. We have so many differences, race, sexuality. I think we have to be able to grow as individuals, as human beings, and be able to acknowledge that we should all be equals.
Well, my name is Devin James, and I go to Basalt Middle School. I'm going to go to Basalt High School next year. The reason why I'm here is because I feel like I should support gays and straights all together. And also, I went here to have some fun.
Yeah.
Came here to be myself and have fun with my friends and other people that are like-minded like me.
I'm a senior at Basalt High School. My name is Lindsay Anderson, and I have been involved in the GSA at Basalt for 3 years now, and this is the third year that we'll be putting Word on. And I think it's really important because there's a lot of differences in the community, and we see a lot of people getting shamed for being part of the LGBTQ community. And bringing all the kids especially together to just be one and love each other is really important. Especially, there are kids at this dance who aren't part of that community, but they're allies. Mm. And I think for the people in the LGBTQ community,
to see that other people are accepting them is the most important part.
So I'm Alfred. I'm just volunteering to be a chaperone for the dance, just to provide a presence, just to protect and to help with whatever we need. I believe it's important because, you know, as kids are growing up, I want them to have as much safety and security as they can to grow into, you know, confident adults, to have an opportunity to be with a partner for as long as I've been. Steve and I have been together 16 years, and we love this community, and we want to support everybody, and especially the gay and lesbian youth.
Hi, I'm Ryder Itzler. I'm 16. I'm a sophomore, and I go to Bridges High School. My role here, I'm just a goer here for the support. And it's important because, like, a lot of kids feel alone in some way, and it's a real place to find others that are like you.
So a while ago, I was really struggling with my gender and sexuality for a very long time. Maybe since I was at least 8 years old was my first memory. And I've come a really long way. Just last year at this time, I was in a hospital. But here I am, I'm presenting as Roxanne Ray, but my real name is Joe Altmeyer, they, them pronouns. And it's just great being able to be yourself out here. Just, I have this huge red wig on and giant white gloves and this dress that makes weird noises when you walk. But yeah, this prom is probably a great thing for so many people.
But you can tell me your name, or the world your name, the non-existent world your name.
My name's Levi.
And why are you here tonight?
I'm here because I came last year and it was really fun and I wanted to come back.
Why did you come last year?
Because, I don't know, I had nothing better to do and it seems fun.
Yeah. So you shared a poem. Can you talk about that at all? Like, why did you get up and share a poem tonight? What compelled you to do that?
I've just been, like, saying poetry at, like, live, like, poetry readings since I was, like, 7.
Wow.
And it was just really fun and I like to do that. I don't know.
And yeah. This kind of just gave you the place to share another poem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the prom, my friend and I reflected on WORD and being LGBTQ+ in the Roaring Fork Valley.
I went to gay prom mostly just to be, like, with people like me. And I don't know, it was just definitely a lot more chill than, like, Glenwood's prom. And I wasn't afraid to, like, be myself, and everyone was just doing their own thing. And I don't know, it was almost liberating, I guess. Being gay in this valley, I don't think is that bad. I don't really know a lot of homophobic people, but there are definitely some in my family, which is hard. I didn't have to come out to my dad's side of the family or my dad because they're, like, not a part of it, so that definitely made it easier because my mom is, like, super chill about that stuff. But I definitely see people struggle with being gay, and I see people, like, of certain religions who are gay but can't come out to their parents because they'll be, like, disowned, and that just makes me really sad, and I just want them to know that, like, it's okay and you will be accepted by people. I mean, everyone's going to, like, hate gay people. There's always going to be those types of people, but there are definitely, like, a lot of people there to support you and make you happy, and you will find the love of your life someday, man or woman, or in between. I don't care.
Okay, so here's my own personal piece about my time at WORD. Last year I went with my little sister because my social anxiety was through the roof and I was scared to be alone. The prom last year almost mirrored my own feelings. I was small, lonely, and isolated. And last year I was scared to dance. At that time, I was also struggling as a half-closeted bisexual, meaning I was being outed around my high school through rumors while still not ready to come out on my own. However, this year, both WORD and I seem to be more alive and proud to be part of this alphabet soup community. I was able to dance, I brought my friends with me, and we authentically were able to be ourselves and to be around people who were just as crazy as we were And it just made me more proud to be who I am. You're listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. My name is Maya Patterson. On today's show, we are highlighting voices and perspectives of the LGBTQ+ community in honor of Pride Month. In the second piece, I travel down to Denver Pride Fest to collect some interviews with festival goers and do a little celebrating myself. I went with my mom, and together we met some inspiring people, and these are some of the messages they shared.
Yeah, so I think the reason it's so important to celebrate Pride is that so many people struggled for so long to make sure that people could be out and visible in who they are. And that struggle, frankly, continues. And we've seen with the last election, especially, that like our rights and our identities are under attack.
Pride is important to me because you need to be visibly queer so other people know you exist and that it's okay to be like that in the world. And my advice to young folk is the sooner you are yourself, the sooner you'll be happy.
Hi, I'm Sarah Anderson with the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus, and it's really important to get out and celebrate Pride and really be a part of this community and understand that there's a lot of support and there are a lot of resources that folks might not even know about.
My name is Ravinder Singh, and on behalf of the University of Colorado and the faculty, we are very proud to be an inclusive community. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So my name's Jaren Artery, and I'm up here from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'll be working later at the Wyoming Equality booth. And we have been coming to this Pride Festival for many, many years. It's a safe space. We can come here. We can be ourselves. These are our people. And I would encourage anyone who is struggling with depression or who they are, this is a great place to come and feel welcome and loved and validated and be around your people. There's so much support. It's really incredible, and it's such a safe space. And if you're on the fence about coming, get off the couch, get off the fence, get up here and enjoy Pride. This is for you, baby.
I mean, the importance of Pride is to have pride in who we are, who we're born as. I mean, myself personally, I went through a pretty nightmarish experience growing up and then coming to terms with what I am. And I think Pride is just a really healthy way for us to be able to be ourselves and to be comfortable with being this way, you know? A lot of elements of society don't want us to be proud of how we were born. And I think it's important to be proud of who you are, you know, and to be happy with who you are and to love yourself. So that's what Pride is to me.
My name is Gabriel Fisher. I'm representing the Human Rights Campaign Colorado. And we're here at Pride today just to let people know that there is community out here, that even in difficult times, it's really important to come together and show community and strengthen our community. My message to youth would be similar to that, just knowing that there's a large community out there, lots of different resources, especially here in Colorado, connecting with HRC.org or the Center, LGBT Center of Colorado. There's some wonderful resources specific for youth out there.
If you're not proud of yourself, then who the hell is going to be proud of you?
Perfect. Do you want to say anything?
Sure. Celebrating Pride is important to me to make sure that my daughter knows that we support her. 100%.
Thank you so much.
It's important to celebate Pride because here we are in the 21st century and LGBTQ still are not treated equally under the law. And I think that our community needs to recognize that and do everything that we can and be out and be proud and enjoy a sense of community and supporting each other.
Thank you.
We've been fighting for 23 years. We've been together. And out of the 23, only 4 of those years we've even been able to be married. So listen, this is about everyone. This is about everyone. The very fact that we all can be out here and be who we are and be proud and really support each other. This has to be more than just the LGBTQ community. This is every civil right for every single person in the world.
So Pride is important to me because it's an opportunity to share who you truly are, and it's important to recognize that everyone is equal. Of course, I think it's important to, you know, celebrate and have fun and do all that, but it's more against or more pro acceptance. And for the younger generation, my biggest piece of advice is just to be you.
Thank you. All right. So pride is very important to me. Same reason, you know, you get to be who you are. But the most important thing for the youth is that, I mean, most people feel like they can't be who they are. So finding a group or a tribe is the most important thing you can do as a youth. I know it's really hard to be who you are when you're young and you have peers trying to tell you how you should act, what you should do, but the best advice I can give you is just to stay strong in your mind and in your heart. And like I said, find a tribe, find friends, find people who support you. I mean, you're literally never alone. There's always someone else who can be there for you. And the best part is you can be there for someone else as well.
I think it's important to celebrate Pride because when you make yourself really visible, it makes less people or people who are less visible able to find their space for them, you know? As long as you go out there and are wholly authentic as yourself, you're gonna make a space for other people to do the same.
Thank you for listening to the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. I'm your host, Maya Patterson, signing off. Thank you to Aspenout for supporting the project. I also want to thank the many individuals who are willing to bravely share their perspectives. Lastly, I wanted to thank my mom for consistently supporting me throughout my life. Thank you for being my best friend. If you would like to hear more of our youth projects, visit azyup.org.
What it means to be alive, what it means to be alive.